Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Now, the racing continues, and I know, Tristan, that you are very excited about Saturday's racing. Some great horses back in action. Nature Strip, Animo, they're all there. King's Trust, you know, it's an outstanding roll-up of stars. Now, you better take us through some of those key markets for Flemington on Saturday, mate.
Yeah, we've got a huge weekend coming up, huge day of racing. It's always been a really good finish to the carnival anyway, but I think it's probably gone to another level here where we've got three group ones. We've got the Champion Stakes, the Champion Miles, and the Champion Sprint, where Nature Strip goes around again. $2.20 into $1.90 in the Champion Sprint. Giga Kick has been $5 out to $5.50. Obviously, the champion from the Everest day, it's still $5.50 in that race. Bella Nipotina won the Manicato. It's been $6.50 into $6. And Palili, it was the firm favourite in the Manicato, but a little bit disappointing. It's $21 in from 31. Then just having a look at the Champions Mile, the next race, which is race 7, it looks a high quality field where Private Eye being $3.30 into $2.90, Cascadian $6 into $4.80, and Alligator Blood just taking on or avoiding a couple of superstars, gone $5.50 out to $7. So Mitt My Oberon as well, $5 into $4.60. And the one with a little bit of value I don't mind is the 8 Tuvalu, $13 into $11. And then to finish things off, the Champion Stakes. I'm excited about this, and Animo, I'll be prepared to take it on. It's been $2.15 into $2.05, an absolute superstar, as we know. But just get the feeling Cox Plate was its grand final, and maybe just going to the well another time. I already won four times this preparation. I just think maybe it's a touch vulnerable at the price. I'm Thunderstruck, $4 into $3.90. Zaki, $9 into $7. It's going to be a cracking day. Jared, what's your best there on Saturday?
They're three cracking races just to finish that card, isn't it? I love what they've done in focusing on Champions Day and those three races. I thought we can maybe pick up some money earlier in the day. Let's go back to race two at Flemington. Number 8, Aesop. Now, it had excuses last start, ended up pulling up slightly lame and had a slight internal bleed, which is nothing major. Philip Stokes has given it a bit of a fresh up. You go back 2 starts ago, it dropped on them from the clouds like a very smart horse. Thought the 330 looked very enticing here in this field. Some nice horses to match up, but I do think Aesop's got a very big future. And Jamie Carr riding for Philip Stokes, race 2, number 8 at Flemington, my bet for the weekend.
All right, just getting some late-breaking news coming through. King's Trust out. So just let it be known, punters, King's Trust out will not run in the highway tomorrow at Rose Hill. As a result of that, I'm going to take you elsewhere for a bet. I'm going to go back down to Flemington. I'm going to get in there early doors, so you'll have a bit of folding for the day. I'm going to go race 1, number 6, Unanimous. Okay. I think there's been a bit of money around for race 1, number 6, Unanimous. Tristan, just looking at that, form around the horse is very good. 2 starts ago, then came to Sydney, couldn't get it going in a hot race, went unsuited. Back to Melbourne, weaker field that he's up again. Likes running at Flemington. Ma Eustace stable, absolutely flying. So that's how we're going to finish off our carnival down there in Melbourne. Race 1, number 6, Unanimous. Staking plan, all important. $6 presently, I believe, Tristan, in from 9s. We'd better go on the nose with that, I think.
Ooh, very confident. Yeah, there has been a bit of support. $8.50 actually into $6 and 100 on the nose there. We'll pop that on. Now, I'm going to take us one. I've got a little bit of a concern, though. I'm quite excited, not just for the races in Melbourne, but I got a little share in a horse making its debut on Saturday at Rose Hill. But I would have thought the only reason King's Trust isn't running in the highway is that the meeting's abandoned. So I'm just not 100% sure if we're actually going to have races there, but I see it has just come out. So I'm going to take us to Sydney, race 6, number 15, Summer Lovin' in the Golden Gift. Won its trial very impressively. There's only 2 other horses in the race, so you can't get too carried away there, but this horse has got massive wraps on it. I'm very excited to see how it jumps out. Barrier 8's going to be perfect position. It was the emergency and luckily got a scratching, so it is into the field. But I'm going to just throw 100 on the nose at $5. I do expect it to firm up a little bit tomorrow when maybe a little bit of weight of money comes that way.
So, Tristan, any stories behind what you want to tell us, how that name came about?
No, that was one we'll chat off air, because that'll be similar to some of the ones that you were telling us, Jared. So, but no, there's I wasn't part privy to the naming of that, but it certainly has got a decent name. The breeding of it is pretty interesting as well. So just bringing that up, it was what have we got? We've got the Exceed and Excel and Serena Bay. So I'm not 100% sure what they've come up with there, but it sounds like it'll be a memorable one, and I'm sure there'll be a good story if it can get itself into one of the big races.
No, we've had a story from Serena Bay, haven't we? So that, again, is a different podcast, obviously. Better than Piero. Is that the word coming out of the stable?
There was a big rap put on the horse on Melbourne Cup Day on TV. So I know that, and I'm sure everyone in the Sydney area would attest to this, but Gay tips just as well as Jimmy on a night out. So I'm tipping. I'm not going to be convinced that it's quite at that level until we see how it goes around on Saturday. But it's certainly, when you hear those words uttered, it does get you a little bit excited when you're in the ownership group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gay has been known to be a little bit immodest about wanting to push forward one of her horses.
Oh, well, two-year-old filly. So there you go. What are we, November? We might have a Golden Slipper winner on our hands here. Let's see what the word is after the race on Saturday.